It's an iconic part of the New York skyline, those wooden water towers that top the roofs of many buildings. Tracy Samuelson reports on one man who builds and maintains those tanks that keep the water flowing for New York City's residents.
Rain or shine, searing heat or freezing cold, CJ Adonis is the tank man. He can take down an old tank with an axe or shimmy up a new half-built tank with ease.
Everybody always said, when you talk about New York City, you talk about tanks. I guess New York City is the big apple for tanks.
Adonis is a foreman for Rosenwalk Tanks in New York. City code requires any building over 80 feet tall to have a water tank in case of fire. And then there's a practical side as well. Under 6 floors, a basic tank can push water to the top of the building. But above 6 floors, it's too much work for a pump.
The pump will have to be running 24/7, 365. Constant running all the time. This case, the pumps just pump the water. One time, full the tank.
When you and your neighbors need water, you open the faucets and gravity sends water rushing to your sinks, showers, and toilets. Easy concept, hard work. Adonis and his crew install and maintain tanks year-round.
That's a good fit. Beautiful.
I remember 1 year, it was so rough. I did a tank on 86th Street. It was so cold. It was an emergency. We get in like 6 in the morning, the tank drain. We rip the tank down. I'm telling you, ripping is like ice. Everybody just drinking hot chocolate just to stay warm.
But the cold, Adonis actually likes it. He's from Guyana, so even after 3 decades in New York, the winters and heights of the city are still novel to him.
Where I'm from, the tallest building is probably 3-story, 4-story high. So you could imagine when you come and you see 40 stories up in the air, 50 stories up in the air, you know, it's like, yeah. And I'm working on top of them all. Wow. The view, I love the view.
Constructing these tanks by hand, it's one of those jobs you'd think would be extinct, replaced by machines and steel. And there are some steel tanks, but most are still made of wood. Cedar, to be precise, milled and cut to size in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
The steel tends to froze. Coal and steel don't really go too good. Yeah, but the wood is a very good installation. That's the reason why 90% of the tank in New York City is wood.
And that means Adonis has job security for the work he loves. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.